Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And joining us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline, it is old friend Tory Krug, former Boston Bruin. It pains me so much to mention where he is currently playing that I'm not going to do it. But
right.
Tory, good morning, and thanks for being on with us today.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I believe the last time you were on this program, it was right after I had started here at WEEI. And you said how much you loved Boston and you would stay. It didn't matter how much money it was. And then, boom, you were gone. I don't know what happened. That's probably a jinx on this program. Is that a jinx on this show, Tory?
I guess so. Yeah, it was very unfortunate. We couldn't come to terms. But, you know, it's part of life, and we had to move on, unfortunately. But we have so many friends and family here in the area. We spent the summer this year here, and we still love it. So it's a good place to call home.
Yeah, I got to see it at for Zach Brown, which was an awesome show.
Tory, what was your favorite song?
Oh, they all were great. There's too many good ones. I love when they play the covers too, Metallica and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. They do. Wow. They're a great cover band. They are a great cover band. Tory, it's been a sad couple days here in this city, and for the hockey community, especially in the city. After learning about Jimmy Hayes, I wanted to ask you what made him such a special teammate.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up. I mean, first, I just wanted to send my condolences to the Hayes family. You know, Jimmy is just a special guy. Literally every single room he walked into, he lit it up with a smile, a joke, lots of laughs, and you know, it's hard to put into words what he meant to not only his teammates, but his family. And, you know, they have such a strong family. It's tough to see this happen, but, you know, it's hard, like I said, to put into words what he meant. And, you know, you don't hear people talking about the championships and all the goals that he scored over the years. And, there were plenty of those. You know, he won a couple championships at Boston College, but you hear them all talking about his character and how much fun he was to be around and that smile. So it's a very tough few days. And I appreciate you guys bringing that up.
Well, he got that hat trick against the Senators playing for you guys. I think he scored the third one with like a second left in that game.
Oh. Yeah, it was, that's one of the great memories I have too. He was so excited to wear the Boston Bruins sweater. And, you know, I remember when he scored that hat trick, like it was yesterday, we all celebrated on the bench. I think it was, might've been like a blowout game too, where we were beating him pretty good. And when he got that goal, we were all pumped for him because we knew what it meant for him to wear the Bruins sweater. What a dream come true it was to play in front of his friends and family. And that was a pretty cool moment.
I saw a picture last night, actually, of you and he and Z and Krejci and Tuukka, yeah, dressed as minions at Children's Hospital, which is apropos considering where we are today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's another great memory too. And I was the only guy that fit the part there. Everyone else was like 6'5". but yeah, it was, you know, I actually remember doing multiple hospital visits with Jim, and it was so easy to go in with him because, you know, what these patients are going through every single day, it's tough. And that was just another one of his God-given abilities. He walked in a room and lit it up and made people laugh. And no matter what they were going through, it was easy to go in a room with like that with Jim. And you know, that's a great, great memory. That's a cool picture. I saw that yesterday for the first time in a very long time, and it definitely put a smile on my face.
Tori, as a former athlete, I didn't know how difficult it must be when you find a place that you really love and you love playing for a specific organization. And then ultimately, you know what, you have to move on because maybe you need a few more commas in that paycheck. When you look at your time here in Boston, you know, you speak highly about the city, you speak highly about your experience playing here. What stands out the most for you when you played here in Boston?
Well, there's two things that stand out the most, and the first would be, you know, the fans. And I think, you know, when you have high expectations for a team and for individual players, I think it pushes you forward to be the best that you could possibly be and help you, you know, reach your own potential. So that was great. Every single night being judged to be, you know, one of the best in the world as a team and as an individual. So that was fun. At times it was tough because you didn't always bring your best game, but you knew that they were expecting you to play well the next game, and they loved you for your hard work and that blue collar mentality. So, you know, I think that was one of my favorite things about playing for the city. And then the second was my teammates. You know, that was such a tight knit group for so many years, and, you know, played with multiple Hall of Famers that, you know, came and went and that are also still there. And, you know, we're all still very close friends. I think that's what speaks so highly about the group.
We talk a lot about the Bruins window on sports radio. How long do you think Berge ends up playing for?
You know what? I don't know. He's like a fine wine. He's getting better as he gets older. And I'm not really sure how much more he has in the tank, but he can play as long as he wants. And I'm sure the city of Boston and the Boston Bruins will allow him to play as long as he wants as well.
Tori, Greg talked about you visiting hospitals. Obviously, you were part of the Jimmy Fund while you were here. You're also a dad. We've talked to so many patients that are young children and their parents are so strong. For you, what's that impact like as a player but also a father dealing with sick kids and trying to bring a smile to their face?
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what I was hinting at earlier was, you know, you're walking into a hospital room to visit children, and you don't know what their families are going through. You know, the parents, what they're doing financially to support, you know, all the treatments that their children need, and let alone that, the emotional toll and tax that it takes on families as a group. And now being a father, that speaks a whole new light to me. I can't imagine going through that stuff with your children. And it just kind of shows how important those visits were. If we could just, for a very, very brief moment, you know, allow the families to forget what they're going through and just put a smile on their face. I just thought it was always something that I was up for. And the group of guys in Boston and obviously in other cities as well, but specifically in Boston, they do a great job with those hospital visits. And it was always a lot of fun to go do.
And congratulations with baby Hartford. How is it being a family of four this offseason?
It's different. We have a lot of routines and things that we're trying to figure out, but we're lucky because, you know, our two children are great. Sailor's a great, great big sister, and Hart's been, you know, really relaxed and easy baby for us. So we've been lucky, and we're very fortunate, obviously, two healthy and great kids. And you know, we're having fun, and no better place to do it, you know, than the Boston, with Boston in your backyard, and we're enjoying every second of it.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Are you guys like the only people who had some memorable night in Hartford, Connecticut or something? Is that where that comes from?
You know what? I got a bunch of messages like that and some funny ones as well. But yeah, it's a very, very unique name. I don't think my wife's ever been to Hartford, unfortunately. But
the Whalers fan, right? Growing up as a kid.
And also, have you stopped playing that stupid Laura Branigan song every time you guys score a goal in St. Louis?
No, it's still going. Still going.
It's still going. It's still
you
going.
You guys will have to come down. Yeah.
Tori, one of the things that, you know, I mean, it's kind of a little bit relatable when we talk to people today, especially during the Jimmy Fund. It's about dealing with adversity. And I know it's different for you, but, you know, as a player who's always kind of dealt with adversity because you're not the biggest guy, what are some of the things that, you know, maybe that you do to get over some of those humps of dealing with the adversity of people always going, you know what, he's not big enough?
Yeah, for sure. No, that's a great question. You know, I'll be the first to say that some of the things that I've dealt with in my career, I don't like to call them adversity just because there's so many bigger things going on in the world, kind of like the cancer patients that we've talked about and some of the other things going on. But that being said, you know, the way that you deal with hard times is first you have to understand and accept what's going on. And that can be the hardest part. But then, you know, what the most important thing is what you do next. So, you know, it's accepting it, realizing what's going on and how you respond to what's going on is important. And trying to show up every day with a smile on your face and realize that there's, you know, certain things out of your control, but you can only control what you do next. And that's been an important philosophy or, I guess, you know, mentality in my career over the years. And it's been very helpful for me.
Well, I really appreciate you getting up early and joining us on this year's Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, Tory Krug.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. It's great to talk to you. I thank you for everything that you did for the city while you were here, everything you continue to do. I wish you luck. I mean, not that much luck. I'm hoping that the Bruins are going to be $25 million over the cap fraudulently so we can get a fraudulent Stanley Cup like the Lightning did. This upcoming season. I mean, everybody in the league must look at that like that's fraudulent, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy, but, you know, they played within the rules technically, but, yeah, it's a little nuts. But,
all right.
No,
first, we got to find a Kucherov to stash.
You can just call it fraudulent. It's a scam. It's a big scam. All right, listen, it's great to talk to you, and have a great rest of the summer, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.